In this part of Africa, many millions of years ago, the ancestors of modern humans emerged and pursued these animals for food. For hundreds of thousands of years, humans lived alongside the animals, each fulfilling its role in the natural order. But then, in the last 150 years, from the time of the European invasion of Africa, almost every single species of animal was brought to the brink of extinction by indiscriminate slaughter. Though many species have not survived, the highly adaptable wildebeest has increased in numbers and serves out its place in Africa's majestic wilderness. Like an invading army on the move, a massive herd of blue wildebeest crosses the broad Serengeti plain of East Africa. This great convoy comes not to invade, but to follow trails that mark its age-old routes of migration, a journey that covers hundreds of miles each year. It is estimated that over 1.5 million wildebeest are spread across the Serengeti plain of southern Kenya and northern Tanzania. Wildebeest are one of the larger antelopes. An adult male, standing 50 inches at the shoulder, weighs about 220 kilograms. They survive on short, moist grass and have adapted to a semi-arid environment, which is neither too dry nor too wet. From November to April, they gather across the Serengeti, where the females will give birth to a single calf. It is a precarious existence filled with danger. Along the route, they must cross the Grumeti and Mara rivers. At each crossing, hundreds are killed as they struggle to climb the steep banks of the far shore. It is the height of the rainy season. Life-giving water floods the Serengeti plains. Now the grass will flourish and the wildebeest will soon begin the long migration back to the north. The rains also trigger the hatching of flies and other insects which have laid their eggs in animal dung. For this reason, a savanna like the Serengeti, host to millions of animals, is also perfectly suited to house all types of insects. Seeming to understand that its time is near, an old wildebeest, too sick or injured to stand, awaits death. Animals like this are quickly found and killed by predators or targeted by the circling vultures from above. The vulture's sharp eyes easily spot a kill. Nothing is wasted in nature, and the vultures play a key role in ensuring that the grasslands are not polluted by rotting carcasses. They are fast and efficient cleaners. On reaching a riverbank, the herd is cautious at first, but as soon as one animal approaches the water, others push forward to drink, forcing their way to the water's edge, blind to the possible dangers that may lie there.